Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We have got two renowned actor performers, producers in the studio with us. Please welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz, Bianca Flanders and Dean Barley. Welcome, guys. Oh,
thank you so much.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Ach, thank you. I think I'm actually a bit starstruck, to be honest. I can't believe we're here.
I'm excited to have you guys here. We're talking about...
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin Finds Her Kindness.
We are The Play.
The Play. Before we get there, take me back to Pumpkin Finds Her Kindness, the book.
Well, I'm the author of the book series, and the first one is actually called Pumpkin Finds Her Queen, which is about this gorgeous little girl called Pumpkin Pie, who doesn't like her bossy cop, and she learns how to love her hair. And then Pumpkin Finds Her Kindness, she overcomes her green monster, which is jealousy. And then the third book that's just come out is Pumpkin Finds Her Beat, which is basically her just sharing her beat with the world. And it comes with an epic 10-minute musical magic soundtrack.
Yes.
Which Dean was very involved in creating. Let's talk about that process, Dean. How do you make a song that then goes with the book that your wife has written?
Well, firstly, I look at Bianca's eyebrows when I play her things. And then if it's not too high, you're in the right... In the right field of things. But, you know, it's trial and error. But, we do it together. We play stuff. She'll write lyrics and then she'll have a melody. Or, you know, we'll take lyrics from the book and then you incorporate it into the song.
It's always nice when your creative process has live visual feedback.
Exactly. You can't go wrong.
The eyebrow test. Luister, Bianca, jy is bekend as actrice. So hoe het dit gebeur dat jy nou uitgevind het, luister, ek kan kinderboeke ook skryf. And it's a kid's book also with a message, which I'm going to talk about later. But I mean, just looking at Little Pumpkin, I see my little girl and it just, dit maak my hart warm. Ons gaan daarby uitkom. Hoe het jy begin en gaan, luister, ek kan eintlik kinderboeke skryf.
Ek is eintlik die grootste boek nerd. I'm like a book nerd for days. My nose is always in a book. So ek was altyd mal oor lees en ek wou altyd iets skryf. And then I had like a week or two off en ek het net gedink, okay, miskien moet ek probeer om 'n kinderboek te skryf. Which in retrospect I thought would be easier, but now children are actually the hardest audiences ever.
Yes, they will tell you.
And then Pumpkin was born. Yeah.
So what are some of the key messages in Pumpkin? I was speaking now earlier about representation. Jy het gepraat vroeger van die bossie kop en aanvanklik sy hou nie van haar nie. Sy wil haar hê soos alle maatjies. Hoekom is dit so belangrik om hierdie tipe boek te skryf vir kinders van so jong ouderdom?
I think it's important that we all see ourselves, whether it be in books or on screen or in music. And I remember when I, to Eklein was, like none of the book characters looked like me when I was growing up. And I wanted to write the book that I never had. And it's also, for me, what I love about her, she's so flawed. She's not perfect. She struggles with uncomfortable feelings. And I feel like when we can normalize those kinds of things, that's when we really get to have important conversations.
Yeah.
I think it's such a crucial thing to do. Because you hear kids ask questions, you know, kids look at the world around them and compare themselves to try and find their place in it. Waar pas ek in? Hoe pas ek in? And if you don't see something that you can relate to, it's natural to wonder why.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why these things are so incredible. I mean, the art style for the book is absolutely magic.
Right.
Donald McDonald is Sesa Magician. She is insane. I barely have to give notes. She just knows. She's like magical realism, I got you. And she actually created the cat van onze te klein kaiki, Misha Petronella, who's also the most critical music person in the house. So Zanalda put the cat in, and when I saw the cat, I was like, oh my word. So I have to give her all the credit for Toots, who's the cat. Yeah.
So Pumpkin is Princess Pampoenki, of sy Princess Pampoen.
Ja, Prinses Pampoenpit in Afrikaans.
Pampoenpit in Afrikaans. So daar is 'n vertaling van die story ook wat beskikbaar is. Hoekom was dit vir jou so belangrik om die story in Engels en Afrikaans te kan vertel?
Jaco Jacobs doen eindelijk onze vertaling, which I got the vertaling jackpot over there. And for me, it's just about inclusivity. So the more kids that can have access to the books in their first language, the better. I mean, in my dream world, it would be in Sesotho, in isiZulu, in isiXhosa, in everything.
Yeah.
But we're starting with English and Afrikaans for now.
Amazing. Ons gaan bietjie meer gesels oor die toneelstuk. Pumpkin Finds Her Kindness, The Play. And that's actually the big reason why you guys are here. Because it's being done up here in Gauteng. Julle is nie Gautengers nie. So ons is baie bly dat ons vir julle vandag in die studio kon kry. Let's start off with Pumpkin Finds Her Kindness the Play. Daar is groot name by betrokke, insluitend julle twee. Break it down for us, please.
Yeah, no, we were very lucky to have Nico Skeepers, also a theatre maker, TV writer, director, and he came on board. You know, Nico is the kind of person that he'll win an international award the Tuesday, and on Wednesday he'll sit on the floor and make props for a kiddie show. So we've
those
been lucky.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also have we have a Gautenger, my friend, Leon Ikhwanya, who's producing the music, you know, making sure the tunes sound right, and you know, he's very invested. And yeah, and obviously us, Bianca, writing the script for everything, and then we just get on the floor and we play, you know. Yeah, and it's been amazing to see the feedback from the kids, to see their faces, how they respond. And then, you know, you come off a 3-show day and, you know, you're tired, but, you know, that one smile or face makes it all worthwhile.
Tell me, how many shows have you done?
It's going to be epic. I mean, we've been on tour for a week and we have done 18 shows so far.
In 7 days.
18 shows in, okay, like 8. And I'll include the weekend. Yeah, so it's 3 shows a day because it's a Curo Schools tour, actually. So we've got 53 shows in a month. But then I thought, who are we to deny the Johannesburg public the opportunity to see our show?
Right.
You know, that would be a sin.
53 children's theatre shows in one calendar month.
Yes.
You deserve an order of Mapungubwe. That is what you deserve.
Highest order of the land.
They just give the best response there. They give you so much energy. I mean, today we were in Clayville and it felt like a little club because Pumpkin does this rap and Pumpkin is this puppet and she does a rap, spoiler alert. And it was just, I felt like I was in a little kiddie club of 6-year-olds. They were just dancing. It was lovely.
Yeah, no, we are under no misconception who the star of the show is.
Yes.
Merely there to support her.
It must be really fun creating content specifically for kids.
Yeah.
Because adults come there, adults have ideas in their head, adults have comparisons to other things they've seen before, adults want to be critics, adults have had a bad day. Kids are just there for vibes.
They are, and they are the most honest audience
Correct.
You will ever get, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
So I feel like it's harder for me because you have to be so concise and you can't patronize.
Yeah.
And they're gonna, if they don't like it, they're going to tell you immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And also you run the risk of, you also don't want to lose them. Because attention span is just there. You have 40 minutes tops to get them into the groove. And, you know, once you lose them, they will let you know. You know?
They
but,
will.
But I will say it's also the closest feeling that I've got to feel like a rock star.
Mm.
You know, when you get it right and you hear those screams, and it's amazing.
So listen, what's the feedback been like from the adults that have had their encounter with Pumpkin and her finding her kindness?
It's been amazing. We had a gala night in Cape Town, actually. And you know what? The show is more like a Smereni Shrek WhatsApp group as any Peppa Pigson.
Yeah.
So it's a family show. So it's something that there's lots of jokes that the grown-ups will get and love, and there's lots of jokes that the kids will love. And it's actually just a mini musical. So it's lots of singing, lots of music.
Because you write a book, and that's one thing. Cool, we got to get a good story written down well, and we need a good art style, and then sort of the rest is done. But for a show now, music, characters, set design,
puppet
props, die hele lot, dis baie werk.
Ja, dit was nogal 'n klomp werk, but we had a great team. So our set designer, Juanita Ferreira, who actually designed the set from London, because she's amazing, used the principle of a pop-up book. So you're looking at, it feels like the book has kind of vomited on the stage. So you're just looking at these, it's like an explosion of story. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we included the set to be in the same style as the book drawings, so that you do get a sense of this is just the live version of the Pumpkin character.
I love that.
Yeah.
So where can we see Pumpkin in action if we're now not at the Curo tour?
Well, this is it. You see, you have one day only. One day only.
So it's, oi!
I know. It's you know, it's tough. It's tough out there.
You've done 53 already.
So at the moment, it's just the 12th of August in the Centurion Theatre in Centurion. And tickets are available on Quicket.
Yes.
There it is. go and have a look. It's going to be really cool. We got a book here that Roz is going to get as well, so you can take home.
I'm for so the babies. Excited. I'm so excited, and I'm going to make sure that Bianca signs it and Dean signs it so
absolutely.
That she knows it's a very special book. Thank you so much. Yes.
If I could just add, the pumpkin books have actually just been added onto the Gauteng Department of Education's list of recommended reading. So by watching the show, you're investing in your child's education. I'm just saying.
That's a big deal. How does that feel for you as a writer who started writing this book like as a thing with 2 weeks of nothing to do? Let me see if I can write a kid's book.
It feels amazing. And I can, you know what? I just want as many kids as possible to experience this character because I really don't feel, I don't feel like Pumpkin is from me. I feel like I'm just the worker bee. I'm just out here doing my job in the world. So for me, when I just see how kids respond, I can't explain. It's like a light switch goes on. They just get so excited, especially little girls. It really means the world to me. So for me, the more kids that can experience that, the better.
I love it. I just wanted to say congratulations because I know kids' content is not an easy thing to do. You know, it's very much the assumption of like, just because it's for children doesn't mean it can be childish.
Exactly.
You know, it needs to have substance. It needs to engage on the right level. Yeah. It needs to deliver the right messages. It needs to come with a proper story that bonds. Because, you know, as you were saying, kids will call you out very, very quickly.
Definitely. Yeah, and I think you also realize for some of them watching the show, or this is their foundation phase reading.
Mm.
So this is a story that hopefully will stay with them. And also remember, we also have selfish reasons because these are going to be the theater goers when they're old. Mm. So if you teach them in the theater way from when they're young, hopefully they'll come and watch the shows when they're grown up.
Yeah.
I love that.
Where can people get more info? Where can we follow you guys?
You can follow us on Instagram. It's at Pumpkin Pie Adventures.
Oh, wow.
And there's also a link to the website over there, and there'll be all the information about the play. And if you kind of not in Joburg and going to Cape Town, we're doing so many things. We're going to be doing a pumpkin pop-up in the Makwaland a little bit later in the year.
Nice.
As Blomeitis.
Yes.
Exactly. Ooh, precis.
Beautiful.
So we've got so many things happening. I mean, this is just step one in what I hope will be a very long pumpkin journey.
Well, there you have it. Pumpkin Finds Her Kindness, the play. It's going down at the Centurion Theatre. One show only remaining on the 12th of August. You can go get tickets on quicket.co.za. And if you're elsewhere in the country, if you're in Limpopo or in Mpumalanga or something, and you want the crew to come past, bookings at pumpkinadventures.com.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.